Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. Tonight, the Tipton Blue Devils host. They're going to host tonight the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Those teams working on the floor right now, they're taking shots at their leisure by this time. We'll mention 6 minutes, just under 6 minutes left in pregame. We'll mention the JV contest was captured by Tipton, 40-32, and the varsity contest getting ready to start here momentarily. As some Frankfort Hot Dogs are stretching out there near center court. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Disney team on the scoreboard. That's the Frankfort Hot Dogs. The Frankfort Hot Dogs, I will say that's an original mascot name nationwide. We'll also mention their gym capacity back home, 5,509. And it wasn't too long ago, back in the Frankfort High School gym, Blue Chips. Blue Chips the movie was filmed while using their gymnasium. That's pretty special. And we'll also mention they have a school enrollment of 893. Their class 3A, sectional 22, 7 in their sectional. We'll mention they are Western, Benton Central, Rensselaer Central, West Lafayette, Frankfort, North Montgomery, Twin Lakes. We'll mention the Frankfort Hot Dogs principal right there at Frankfort High School is Cindy Long. The athletic director is Ed Niehaus. The athletic secretary is June Palmer. We'll mention Frankfort High School is located at 1 South Mesh Street. That's Mesh Road. Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. You can dial them up at 765-654-8545. We'll mention on the web, you can find them at hotdogsathletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Sagamore Conference. There are 8 teams in the Sagamore. We'll mention those. They stack up like this. The early season, we'll mention Lebanon. They're two wins, no losses. We'll mention Western. Western Boone, that is. They have 1 win, 0 losses. Crawfordsville, they have 1 win, 1 loss. Southmont, the Mounties are 1-1. Also 1-1 are the Tri-West. Tri-West Bruins, and we'll mention Tri-West Bruins, going to be the first conference team for Frankfort this season. I want to mention Danville, they're 1 win, 0 losses. Frankfort, they're 0-1. And we'll mention North Montgomery, also 0-1. We'll let you know the Frankfort Hot Dogs played their first outing at Clinton Prairie High School. We'll let you know in the Sagamore Conference, they've yet to play a game, as mentioned. We'll let you know the head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs is Coach Dave McCullough. Dave McCullough, 0-1 right now in his first year at Frankfort. We'll mention overall, he's a 39-year coach. He's in his 39th season, 613 wins, 266 losses. We'll mention their next game on the agenda going to happen tomorrow night. Frankfort going to travel to Western. That'll be a good game. This Western coach, quite kind. We'll mention 6 o'clock and 7:30 start going to happen tomorrow night. 3 minutes, they got the clock stopped. They're waiting for the Blue Devils to come out of the tunnel. We'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. They're the home team tonight on the scoreboard. They have a gym capacity right here, 3,050. It has been full on many occasions. We'll mention enrollment 454. Their class 2A sectional 39, 7 in their sectional. In their sectional, Taylor, Blackford, Tipton, Eastern, that's out of Greentown, East Brook, Elwood, Madison Grant. We'll let you know the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. Richard Stilson, the principal. We'll mention athletic director is Corey Fernum. The athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. We'll let you know Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 460-72. You can dial them up by telephone 765 775-7431. On the web, you can find them at SimpsonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and the West Division. In the East Division, presently, Tipton, 1 win, 0 losses. Western, 1 win, 0 losses. Cass, 2-1. Northwestern, 1 win, 1 loss. Hamilton Heights, 1 win, 1 loss. In the West Division, Stanton Central, 3 wins, no losses. Rensselaer Central, 3 wins, no losses. Central Catholic, 1 win, 0 losses. Twin Lakes, 1 win, 1 loss. West Lafayette, 1 win, 2 losses. The Tipton Blue Devils are currently 1 win, 0 losses, yet to play a game in the Hoosier Conference. The head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Mr. Cliff Hawkins, 47-26 in his fourth season at Tipton. Overall, 544 wins, 385 losses, working in year number 42. We're missing Dave McCullough. Working right there, Dave McCullough and Coach Cliff Hawkins have coached more than 1,800 games, and that's collectively all together. So they're shooting around the perimeter right now, taking some shots, and just missing Tipton Blue Devils on the floor. Take that back, Tipton Blue Devils in the huddle. Frankfort Hot Dogs taking some shots around the perimeter. 1 minute, 44 seconds left in pregame. Should be a good ball game tonight. Ought to be a good happening ball game. We'll mention a little bit about Friday night, the Hoosier Conference game night schedule here on December 2nd. 3:30 games at Frankfort and Tipton right here. Hamilton Heights and Newcastle, Western and Northwestern, an 8 o'clock start, pass at Logan Sport. That's at Logan Sport. That's a bit of a tournament, early season tournament. 6 o'clock start, Twin Lakes. They're at McCutcheon. McCutcheon is where the game's being played. 6 p.m. start, Central Catholic at Lafayette Jeff. That's at Harrison High School. Number 7:30 starts, it's Rensselaer Central and Benton Central at McCutcheon. And the 7:30 start final game on this agenda, West Lafayette at Harrison. That's at Harrison High School. Clock rolling down inside a minute, 45 seconds. We'll make it to the Sagamore Conference game night tonight, Friday, December 2nd. An 8:30 p.m. start, it'll be Bethesda Christian at Danville. That's going to be at Danville. That's a bit of a tournament. 7:30 start, Frankfort at Tipton. 7:30, it's Lebanon at Crawfordsville. That's a conference game. 7:30 start, it's North Montgomery at Southmont. Another conference game. And a 7:45 start, Western Boone at Tri-West. That'll be a conference game also. So they're working right there on the floor. 6 seconds, 5, 4, about ready to buzz out. Getting ready for our national anthem. It's going to happen here momentarily. Tipton High School band playing a good, joyful noise. They'll work it from right there. So, everybody's going to stand at attention and we'll observe the colors of the United States. I'm going to go to the next one. That's a good insight. National anthem performed by the Tipton High School Band. So they're going to play some classic drum roll right there, snare drum. Should be a good ball game tonight. We'll mention the current rankings. Top 21 in Class 2A, top 21 in Class 3A. We'll talk about those in a little bit. Those of them were tabulated on November 28th. Rankings are just that. They're just a word called rankings. So we're going to introduce the starting lineups. We'll first mention the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Frankfort Hot Dogs going to start like this. He'll wear number 2, Doug Wood. He's a 6'1" junior. He's averaging 3 points per contest. Number 5, Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby, 5'11". He's a junior, averaging 14. I should say he got 14 in game 1. Number 11, that's Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry. He's a 5'11 senior. Number 25, Victor Cooney. Victor Cooney's had a good outing, 13, 6'1". Senior, that's Victor Cooney. Number 45, that's Alex Farley. Alex Farley, a 6-foot sophomore. And the head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs is Coach Dave McCullough. David McCullough, the head coach, we'll mention a little bit about. The Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are going to start like this. Number 2, Maverick Conaway. He's 6'1". He's a senior. Wearing number 3, that's Brady Carpenter. He's 6'5". He's a sophomore. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, a 6'1" junior. Number 20, 6'3" senior. That's Connor Hassan. We'll mention number 23, Jackson Money, 6-foot junior. And a good ball game right tonight. We're going to mention the head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Understand that Tipton right there, the cheerleader giving a salute to the Blue Devils as they're introduced Jackson Money. We'll mention both teams shooting pretty good percentage. Gotta admit, pretty good percentage right there from 2-point land. Not too bad. We'll mention 40%. 10 for 25. That's the Frankfort Hot Dogs. 57% for the Blue Devils. 20 of 35. Should be a good contest. And three officials on the floor didn't really have the ball game. We'll also mention Blue Devils had the team shooting well at the free throw line. They're 5 for 5 in one ball game. Here comes a tip-off. It's going to be tipping it up. Grady Carpenter at 6'5", going up against number 11, Quincy Perry at 5'11". Tip goes to Tipton. Tipton in the front court with the basketball. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Works the left side, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, right elbow extended. 3-point shot, good. They bring the ball up from the backcourt. Working with the basketball at number 5, Ty Kirby. He'll dish off to working around the perimeter. Out top, touches the hands of Alex Farley. Out top, straight away, being guarded by Connor Hassan. They'll work it right side. They'll work it back out top. He'll pick up his dribble. That's number 11, Quincy Perry. They'll work it back. They'll get a down elbow, left side, and back his way in. He's going to go baseline. They go outside shot. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Tipton, credit the board. Maverick Conaway. Back the other direction, Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter on the dribble out top, works to the left side, Connor Strong back out to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working right there, being closely guarded by Quincy Perry. He'll drive in, he'll take a shot in the paint, about a 12-footer, two-point shot good for Carpenter. 5-0 contest, early going right here at Tipton High School, 6:48 on the game clock. They're working from the backcourt right there, close across the timeline, they're way deep into front court, right side, they'll drill it in. They're going to work the basketball right there. It's going to be a timeout call. Frankston Eagles, should say the Frankfurt Hot Dogs, Frankston Eagles will be here tomorrow evening. So timeout on the floor. A big thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by several. We'll mention Lisa Stokes Fair, Kings Auto Parts, and then we'll mention bringing this game to you. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Fair at 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. It can be brought in from out of bounds in the front court. Frankfurt Hot Dogs pass to the backcourt on the dribble. That's number 5, Ty Kirby. Going to be a reach-in foul. Going to be the first foul in today's ballgame. Double check. That ball might have went out of bounds. Got a good vantage point here, but we are behind the cheer block. They're standing. Trying to get the ball in right there with 45. Alex Farley from left of the bucket on the baseline. Couldn't find somebody. Put it off the chin right there. Kind of a song. They'll bring the ball back in again. It'll bounce it in. They're going to paint. Tipped away. Another bounce pass can be stolen. That's stolen back by Frankfurt. Frankfurt goes drive going baseline. They kick it back out, moving around the perimeter. Left-handed shot out straight away. Just a little bit left of center. Credit the three-point shot and bucket by Ty Kirby. 5-3 ball game. Tipped in front. They're working the ball in the front court. On the dribble, Maverick Conaway. Back pedal dribble. They'll give the ball back right here to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working right there, guarding him is Ty Kirby. They're working at the left side behind the arc. They're working down low. It's going to go off the shin of Grady Carpenter. A low pass goes out of bounds. Ball's going to belong to Frankfurt. Frankfurt going to bring it in, riding the bucket. Bounce pass, gets it in the point guard, Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby, a 5'11 junior. Got 14 points in the first outing versus Clinton Prairie. They'll work it right side. Behind the arc. Out top, position down low. Tall pass, couldn't quite get to it. Going to be picked up here by Connor Hassan going the other direction. They work at left elbow extended. Shot in the air, good. They hit the front of the rim and fall in. Shot taken and made by Jackson Money. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Frankfurt, 5:31 left in the first quarter. 8-3 contest. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Clark West Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero Road, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. That's Cicero Town Plaza. There's two members at Clark West Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. And we'll mention they are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Going to belong to Frankfurt. Frankfurt going to bring it in right in the bucket. Going to be brought in right there by Doug Wood. He wears number 2. Gets it in the point guard 5. That's Ty Kirby. Doug Wood and Ty Kirby both in the junior class. They're working in. Just outside the paint, reaching for the basketball. He'll save from going out of bounds in the corner. That was Doug Wood. Back out on the dribble. Going to be a hand check. Going to be a holding foul whistled on Tipton. We'll mention that foul whistled on number 23, Jackson Money. He has one. Team foul number 1, first foul of the ball game. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Being brought in right there by 25. That's Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz, a very good outing in game 1 versus Clinton Prairie. Bring the ball back out top, moving left side, moving to drive the paint. That's Ty Kirby. He'll work it back out to go baseline. Pick up his dribble. That's Doug Wood. They're working in the paint. Turn around and get the ball rid of it right there. And he drives down. No No contact, no foul. Not much of a foul. Going to get a two-point shot off the glass. In the paint with that 25. Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz, 50% from two-point land in game one. Victor Cruz, 14 rebounds. Shot from the other end. Left, right elbow extension. Say the left elbow extension. Would go for a song. Back the other direction. On the dribble, they'll go shot from three-point land. Left elbow extended. Coming up to the, trying to get the board with Grady Carpenter. He'll dish it up in front. Going to go to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, two-point bucket off the left, the right side of the glass. 10-5 contest. 4:16 left here in the first. Going to be a whistle. Whistle in the front court. Foul's going to be whistled on Frankfurt. It's going to be whistled. Check that. It's Tipton. Number 23, Jackson Money, going to pick up his second foul here in the first quarter. Ball's going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline to bring it in. 23, Christopher Russell. So work it down low off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Going to be a foul committed. He'll go to the foul stripe. Going to be two shots awarded to number 5. That's Ty Kirby. He takes his shoes off right there. Free throw line. He's a point guard. You know he is. Here we go. First shot left-handed. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. They'll get one more. Ty Kirby. Lane was empty here for a second for the first shot. Coach McCullough having some words with his team. Second shot, good. Back into the two-shot foul, good for Ty Kirby. 10-6 contest. Tipton in front on the dribble outside of the center circle. Nolan Swan bounce passes it to the song in front of the Blue Devil bench. They get it back to Nolan Swan and take a long three. It'll rim off. Going into the backboard. It's going to be trying for the rebound. There was number 2. That's Maverick Conway. Couldn't board it. They're going to see the last touch by Tipton. Coming back the other direction. Frankfurt. Going to bounce it in. They'll give the ball back to Ty Kirby. He'll dribble. He'll cross over. Working against Maverick Conway. But working down low in the paint. Left-handed floater off the glass, wouldn't go, fight for the board. And the ball is going to bounce high and get stuck right up on top of the board between the apparatus and the backboard. So they're going to try to get that down. They're going to ask Nolan Swan to shoot up there. And he might have got the second one stuck, but didn't get it. So they're going to give Doug Wood a chance at it. He knocks it free there a little bit. Grady hits it free. Grady tries again. So ball still. There we go. Grady Carpenter, I believe. No, don't quote me. That might have been Landon Spidell. But anyway, Spidell in the ballgame for Tipton. 3:42 left. 10-6. The bounce pass going to get it in to the point guard. Let's take that back. That's Grady Carpenter back to Nolan Swan. They'll play catch laterally back and forth to break the press. Grady Carpenter in the front court. Cross-court slip pass to the corner, Connor Song. We get it back to Grady Carpenter. It'll rim out, three-point land from the left elbow extended. Rebound secured there by 25, Victor Cruz. Going back the other direction. They'll go off the glass. Shot right there taken by Ty Kirby. Wouldn't go, back the other direction. Tipton from the corner. Three-point shot long off the rim. That was 20, Connor Song. Rebound, Victor Cruz. Cruz to the front court. He'll dish off to Doug Wood. They're working outside the perimeter there. He'll go in the paint just inside the left elbow. That's 45, Alex Farley. Driving baseline. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Driving baseline. It's Doug Wood. Substitution for the Blue Devils. Sam Quigley. He wears number 5. Ty Kirby. He's going to give a break in the action. Right there. It's in number 2. Maverick Conaway. Take that back. Conaway Song. Going to take a break. Going to bring in Ride the Bucket on the baseline. They'll toss it in tall to Victor Cruz. Behind the arc, they'll ditch it left, right side, they'll move it back right side. Looking to bounce pass, trying to get the bounce pass in there. Christopher Russell, going to go back, the ball's taken away, it's going to go the other direction. And Noah Swan going to try to make a pass on the baseline to Quigley. It's going to be bounce pass intercepted by Frankfurt, going back the other direction. On the dribble in the paint, they'll bounce it down low, off the glass, two-point bucket. Frankfurt hot dog, shred the shot, Caden Jarman. Still shooting 100% from the field. Jarman, 2 for 2 on the season. He missed steal in the front court of Tipton. Going to go back the other direction. Picking up his dribble right there is 23, Christopher Russell. was dribbling out top on the dribble. Look at him. Looking against 45 Alex Farley right there is Maverick Conaway. They get it outside the arc. They're working left side, left elbow. They go down low. Ball's going to be tipped. It's going to be to the corner, picked up there by Farley. They're working back in. And the back is way down. That's Victor Cruz off the glass. 2-point bucket. Victor Cruz in the paint. Double key. 10-10 contest. Ball's across the timeline. Working back and forth with that one. There's Nolan Swan. They go free throw line. The lane is Fidel. To the corner, Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley, right corner baseline for three. 13-10, tripped in by three. In the front court, crossing the timeline. They're working right side. They're working down low. It's going to be tipped away. He's trying to get it to Victor Cruz. Ball tipped and picked up by Tipton in the front court. They're working back to the corner. Crossover travel right there. Didn't travel. Went to the surface. Stayed on his knee and didn't bring his ball back up off of his knee. Did not stand up. That was Grady Carpenter got the ball to Nolan Swan. Outside the arc, short off the rim for Nolan Swan. Rebound, Landon Spidell. Touches the hands of Maverick Conaway. From Grady Carpenter back to Nolan Swan. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot good. 16-10. 52 seconds left there in the first quarter. Nearly a steal. Trying to cut off the bounce pass there in the front court with Nolan Swan. Couldn't hold it. Ball goes out of bounds near the scorer's bench. Going to bring in front of the Blue Devils bench. So, Blue Devils Gavin Harry and Quincy Perry also in the ball game. And they're working right side. 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Rimmed off long. Rebound. Fought for. Sam Quigley comes up with it. And get a foul whistled on 24. Caden Jarman for Frankfurt. They'll work it right there. They're going to bring it in bounds. Back in the ball game for Gibson is number 20. Connor Hassong taking a breather is number 2. Maverick Conaway. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Brought in by Hassong into the hands of Grady Carpenter. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. And working left side, well behind the arc to Carpenter. Hassong, he's going to be worked right there with Grady Carpenter. He's dribbling in, they're going to Payne. He'll take a floater. Short off the rim, wouldn't go, got his own rebound. Put it back up and in. 2-point bucket. Just stepping over the rim. He'll shoot one. 18.6 seconds left here in the first quarter. 16-10. Tipton in front. One shot for Grady Carpenter. First shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Secured. Picked up by Caden Jarman. 6'4 senior. They're working back the other end. On the dribble, the dish off. Going to take the basketball and the bounce pass. And going to take that initial step before the ball hits the floor. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. 8.5 seconds left. First quarter. He's pushed in there. Grady lets it dribble a couple. Bounce a couple. They go to the corner. Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley rims out. Rebound put back. Wouldn't go for Hassong. And that's going to complete the first quarter of play. After one complete quarter, Tipton, 18. Frankfurt, 0. We'll miss it. Take that back. Frankfurt, 10. Maya, we'll miss it. 18-10. And I'm... We'll remind you, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. We'll mention. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 460072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. So they're getting ready for second quarter action. And then give the ball onto the possession arrow to the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. It'll be brought in right there, half court, opposite the scores bench. number 11, Quincy Perry. Perry going to slide to the backcourt right there. They'll give it to Ty Kirby, the point guard. They'll work it left side. Double team right there. The Blue Devil bench. They'll bounce it in. Elbow left side. They'll work it down low. They'll work it inside out. Ty Kirby. They'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot in the air. Rimmed out, rimmed around and got it. Three-point bucket. Credit the bucket. 23, Christopher Russell. 5'9 senior. 5'9 senior hits his first three-pointer of the season. He's now made two shots on the season. Check that out. He's 1-for-2. The other, a two-point attempt. They're going to work across the timeline. Across the timeline, right there, Grady Carpenter gets it outside the arc. Sam Quigley, they're moving around the perimeter. It's going to be a push out. Now the baseline, as the ball ends up in the hands right there of Grady Carpenter, will be a foul whistled on Frankfurt. They're going to say this foul took place. Number 23, Christopher Russell. Christopher Russell picks up his second in the ballgame. Three each way, each team during the first half. Quigley with the basketball, going to lose the handle on it. Going to be picked up. Frankfurt in the backcourt, Quincy Perry. Back the other direction, Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby on the dribble and working outside. Once again, Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry going to dribble a couple times back outside. They get the ball back. They'll turn it around. Christopher Russell ends up in the hands of Ty Kirby. Connor Song playing defense on him. They're working in the paint. You know, we're trying to get it back out of there. And he gets out of the lane. They're working to the corner. They go bounce pass, tipped away. It's going to be bounced and then picked up on the bounce by Grady Carpenter going the other direction. They're working down low. Carpenter's trying to hit Gavin Hare down low on the left baseline and is intercepted by Frankfurt. And a drive to the hoop there, baseline on the drive for Frankfurt. Ty Kirby takes a shot, wouldn't go, but he'll go to the foul line. He'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on number 4, Frankfurt Hot Dogs. If they got back on number 4, Tipton Blue Devils. That's Gavin Hare, a 6'2" junior. The first shot goes in. Credit the bucket on the free throw line. They get the second of two. That's Ty Kirby. Back in the ballgame, Victor Cruz. Taking a breather for Frankfurt is number 11, Quincy Perry. They'll throw it up, left-handed shooter. Shot off back of the rim, would go rebound, Connor Hassan. Moving across the timeline. Grady Carpenter, Nolan Swan, back to Grady, inside the arc. Out top, Connor Hassan on the dribble. He'll dribble left. And a reach in, good reach in right there. He'll knock the ball off of his own hand. It's going to be long right there on the side court. It's going to be long to Tipton in the front court. Taking a breather, Gavin Hare. And also taking a breather, Sam Quigley. You're going to bounce it in. Bounce pass on the cut. Left side of the hoop off the glass. Grady Carpenter for two. 20-14, Tipton by six. Ball's in the front court. Lost the handle and be taken away. Connor Hassan, Grady Carpenter, they'll dish it up ahead. Layup right side, Jackson Money. 22-14, going to be a timeout call. Frankfurt Hot Dogs, they're going to take a full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to bring the ball in from backcourt. Frankfurt Hot Dogs going to bring it in. They go 84 feet. Baseline to baseline. Bounce it in. Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby going to be picked up. Loosely right here. We'll mention Grady Carpenter playing some loose defense in the backcourt. They're going to dribble around in. They go off the glass. Doug Wood. Doug Wood in the paint left side. Off the glass by 8-10 footer. 2-point bucket for Frankfurt. 22 16, Tipton by 6. In the front court, Jackson Money. Out top, Nolan Swan. Free throw line, Grady Carpenter. They work it down low, Landon Spidell. Couldn't get the first shot, got his own board. He'll go back up with the second shot. Couldn't get it to go, but he'll shoot two. So they'll work it from right there. Foul's going to be whistled on the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. They're going to whistle this one on 25, Katie Jarman, 6'4 senior. First shot up, good. Landon Spidell, he'll get one more. Two shot foul. 23-16. His second shot up, and also good. 5:43 on the game clock. They'll bring it in baseline. Frankfurt Hot Dogs brought in by Doug Wood. They get it in to Ty Kirby, back to Doug Wood on a bounce pass. They go right side right there, and ball's going to be tipped away. Number 11, Nolan Swan, going back the other direction. Connor Hassan trying to get the pass to go up, and it's tipped out of bounds by Frankfurt on some good defense. 5:29, second quarter. Going to bounce it in, right side on the dribble to get it back. Nolan Swan outside the arc, three-point shot, Jackson Money. Rimmed around off the backboard, he fell in. Three-point bucket for Money, 27-16. In the front court, working the basketball, Ty Kirby. They're working with Doug Wood. Right side, going to dribble in. Think the triple team is tipped away, picked up by Nolan Swan after the trip by Landon Spidell. They'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot. Where'd you go? Grady Carpenter. Rebound, Spidell. He'll put it back up and in. Two-point bucket for Spidell. 29-16. You double team crossing the timeline. They're working through the corner. They'll dribble in. It's Doug Wood. They'll dish the ball off. There'll be a foul call. They're going to whistle a two-shot foul. Frankfurt going to go to the strike. Going to the strike, going to be number 24, Caden Jarman. Caden Jarman, a 6'4" senior. Caden Jarman entering this game. Last game, 3-for-4, shooting 75% at the free throw line. First shot rims around, fell off, wouldn't go. And some substitutions into the ballgame. Victor Cruz back in for Frankfurt. Taking a breather is Doug Wood. Gavin Hare back in the ballgame. And Maverick Conaway back on the floor for Tipton. Second shot will be awarded right here. Caden Jarman. Second shot good. Got the back in. Another two-shot foul. Going to work back the other direction. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan. Out top, Grady Carpenter. We're going to do a chip pass to the corner. Maverick Conaway. They'll go opposite corner. They'll give it to Jackson Money from the left corner baseline. They'll hit another three-point shot. 32-17, balls in the front court. On the dribble, they're working outside the arc. They kick it back out on the dribble, and they're picked up by Ty Kirby. They'll work it laterally across the way. Their turnaround jumper. Jarman rims off from the free throw line. Ball tipped around, picked up by Jackson Money. Back the other direction, Nolan Swan. They'll go opposite corner there. They go right, left elbow extended. We go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound, Nolan Swan. They'll go opposite corner right there with number two, Maverick Conaway. Rebound picked up by Ty Kirby of Frankfurt. Touches the hands briefly. Right there is number 11. That's Quincy Perry. They're working around the perimeter. Back out to outfield. Put a fake step on. Working it there is Victor Cruz. They kick it back out to Jarman. Jarman's going to dribble in. And the near official is going to call a traveling violation on the step. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Going to be a substitution back in the ballgame. We're going to see for Frankfurt. Number 23, Christopher Russell. Taking a breather for Frankfurt. It's 24, Caden Jarman. The bounce pass in. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter motioning for directions to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble right side. He gets to the corner right side. Gavin Hare. He gets the ball back to Grady Carpenter. Straight away, three-point shot good. Number 11, Nolan Swan. 3:17 on the game clock. Going to work it left side. Going to go bounce pass. Quincy Perry. Shot when you go. Rebound put back. Alley-oop style with Victor Cruz. 35-19. On the dribble. Nolan Swan. one works at right side as Grady Carpenter. Working against him is 23, Christopher Russell. He'll pick up his dribble. Russell's right on him. Then we're going back out top center circle, number 11, Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. He's going to be picked up right there by Russell. He's going to go right side off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Victor Cruz. Back the other direction, Ty Kirby. Reaching in there trying to get the steal, Grady Carpenter, and it stays in the hands of Frankfurt. They'll bounce it down low. Let me end up going out of bounds. Couldn't quite handle the tight, close bounce pass. That was 45, Alex Farley. So a substitution back in the ballgame will be number 5, Sam Quigley, going to give a breather to number 23, Jackson Money. 2:25 left here in the first half, 35-19. Tipton in front. Going across the timeline, Nolan Swan. And work at left side. Sam Quigley across over. Working against him is Russell. Russell playing good defense. He's versatile. They're working back out top. 3-point shot. Short off the rim, Nolan Swan. Going to work at left side on the dribble. Just outside the arc. He'll penetrate. He'll spin move. We're working back in. Victor Cruz in the paint. He's going to lean in off the glass. Left-handed off the glass. 2-point bucket for Cruz. 35-21, 150 left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter. On the dribble, then he tipped away. Going back the other direction. 25, that's Victor Cruz. Left hand layup using the right hand. Crossing the timeline here is going to be Grady Carpenter. Minute and a half left. 90 seconds left here in the first half. 35-23, tipping by 12. Going to try to get the steal there, working in with Victor Cruz. He only came up with it against Sam Quigley. To get the ball back to Gavin Hare, they go to the corner with it. Connor Hassong, they're going to say Connor Hassong. They're going to step on the side court line right there in front of the Frankfurt bench. They're going to inbound the basketball from the backcourt. Maverick Conaway going to take a breather. Connor Hassong, number 20, back in the game for Tipton. On the dribble. They're passing across the timeline, Victor Cruz. We get back in the hands, going to be a jump ball situation. Going to give the ball to Tipton on the alternate possession arrow. 1:04 left, ball's going to be brought in. Blue Devils, going to be brought in by Grady Carpenter, slightly in the backcourt to get in to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the dribble across the timeline. They'll work right side, working against Quincy Perry. They'll work at left side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter's pass was a bit tall to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan taps himself on the chest. 50.5. 35-23. Ball goes back to Frankfurt. Frankfurt on the dribble. Right there, Alex Farley. Going to give it to Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby going to drive. Going to get a reach in there. It's going to be tapping the ball away. In the last touch by Tipton. Ball belongs still in the front court. Frankfurt Hot Dogs entering the ball game for Frankfurt. We're going to see number 31, Jaden Skinner, taking a breather. Going to be number 5, Ty Kirby. Jaden Skinner. The work right there. Jaden Skinner, a senior, 5'11". And we're going to behind the arc. On the dribble, left side. Back pedal dribble, Alex Farland. The dish at right side, and get a bounce to Quincy Perry, back to Farley. Farley going to give it to the corner right there. Jaden Skinner for three. Jaden Skinner, his second made basket in two games. One was a three, one was a two. So we're at right side, going to give it up. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the crossover, 15 seconds left. It'll stop the clock at 15. Sounds going to be whistled on Frankfurt, number 45, Alex Farley. And 6-foot sophomore. Alex Farley has one. Clock moving, 12 seconds. Crossing the timeline once again, Nolan Swan on the dribble. He's going to work it right side against Farley. Just outside the paint, shot would he go on the floater. Rebound out there, Frankfurt, 2 seconds, 1 second, a three at the buzzer. Rims out, shot taken by Frankfurt. Number 11, Quincy Perry. At halftime, half the game gone by. We'll mention 10 minutes on the intermission. At halftime, the score, Tipton, 35, Frankfurt, 26. We'll mention this game is being brought to you by several. We'll mention bringing this game to you Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals right there in Noblesville. This game also in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road in Atlanta, Indiana, address at 46031. That's a rural address of Atlanta, closer to Highway, I should say, 37 over there, the World Mission. You can check it out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. That's Runyon's Atlanta. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by TripsAndFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. You can find them at Chris and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. That's Fishers, Indiana. They have two Hamilton County locations. Their second location is Chris and Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. TripsAndFishers.com. So we are at halftime. The Young Tykes out there on the floor are shooting for 2 liter bottles. We will mention right here, 7 minutes left here in the intermission. We'll talk about some rankings. These are early season rankings. We'll mention this Class 2A. This is top 21. This was tabulated as mentioned on November 28th. So not too long ago, this week, we'll mention at number one, Linton Stockton. Linton Stockton found their place at number one for quite a long time this season in football. They're 1-0. We'll mention number two, Fort Wayne Blackhawks. The Knights are 1-0. Number three, Eastside. Eastside, they're currently 1-0 losses. Number four, that's Carroll. Carroll out of Florida, that's right here on 18. We'll mention their 2-0 losses. Number five, Brownstown Central. 2-0 losses. Number six, Central Noble. 2-0 losses. Number seven, Eastern Hancock. 1-0 losses. Number eight, South Spencer. South Spencer. 1-0 losses. Number nine is Gary 21st Century, 2-0 losses. Number 10, Wapahani. Wapahani, 1-1 loss. Number 11, Park Tudor. Park Tudor, 2-0 losses. Number 12, Northeastern. Northeastern, 2-0 losses. Number 13 is Providence. Providence down south, they're 0-1 loss. Number 14 is Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic, 1-1 loss. tied at number 15, or two teams, that's Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie at number 15, they're one win, zero loss. Also at number 15, South Knox. South Knox, two wins, zero losses. At number 17 in Class 2A, Monroe Central, zero wins, two losses. Number 18 is Winchester, two wins, one loss. Number 19, Sullivan. Sullivan has one win, one loss. Tied there with Sullivan at number 19 is Prairie Heights. Two wins, zero losses. And at number 21, Triton Central. Triton Central, two wins, zero losses. We'll talk a little bit about the Class 3A. Class 3A, top 21 for this week, as mentioned, tabulated in on November 28th. At number one, it's Northwood. Northwood, we'll mention right there, two wins, zero losses. They are the Panthers. Yeah, I mentioned their varsity football coach, quite a good coach. We'll mention it just like that. Number two, Mishawaka Marion, one win, zero losses. Number three is Rebeth Jesuit, one win, zero losses. Number five is Greensburg. On November 28th, they have yet to play a game. They are number four. Number five is Peru. The Peru Tigers, also in that Three Rivers Conference, they're one win, zero losses. Number six, North Davies. North Davies, two wins, zero losses. Number seven, Delta. Delta, two wins, zero losses. Number eight, Norwell. Norwell, one win, one loss. Two teams tied at number nine. At number nine, it's Connersville, one win, one loss. And Culver Academy, two wins, zero loss. We'll mention at number 11, John Glenn. John Glenn, zero wins, two losses. Number 12, Leo. Leo has one win, two losses. They're a Northern Indiana team. We'll mention not too far north. We'll mention number three, South Bend, Washington. Two wins, zero losses. Number 14 is Newcastle. One win, one loss. At number 15, there are two teams tied. Beach Grove, one win, one loss. At number 15, Fort Wayne Concordia. Two wins, one loss. At number 17, it's Northwestern. Northwestern Tigers, one win, one loss. Number 18, Lebanon. Lebanon Tigers, two wins, zero losses. At number 19, West Noble. West Noble, two wins, zero losses. At number 20, it's Heritage Christian. Heritage Christian, one win, one loss. At number 21, it's Heritage Hills. Heritage Hills, two wins, zero losses. Yeah. Bear quarterback is playing. That was Jay Cutler. This is the Heritage Hills. 1:48 on the game clock. 35-26. Working at both ends, Blue Devils taking shots at their leisure. They're rebounding for one another, taking a shot that they like. We'll mention the Frankfurt Hot Dogs doing just about the same, taking shots around the perimeter. Good game here in the first half. Both teams getting up and down the floor, pretty quick pace here at Shipton tonight. So, again, we thank you for listening. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies is 317-773-8783. They offer a wide range of services. Blueprint size collar print for up to 36 inch by 48 inch. They also have, in the kitchen, they'll do lamination up to 22 inch wide. You can find them Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. They're located right there at 100 Minster Drive. Behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, right beside 32 Bowl. You can find them on the email. You can email them at discountcopies96@gmail.com. That's discountcopies96@gmail.com. So clock rolling down inside at the 22nd mark, getting ready for second half action. Then the buzzer at the 15-second mark. 15 seconds from ball inbounding. So they're checked in at the scores bench right there, the Blue Devils. Well mentioned. Again, to get ready to take second half. Going to be brought in right over alternate possession. Going to get the ball back to Frankfurt. So bring in from half court, right across from the scores bench. Going to be brought in by Ty Kirby. Going to look to get it in to Farley. That's Alex Farley, 6 foot sophomore, wears 45. Farley going to bring it across the timeline at a walk pace. He'll work the right side, Quincy. Quincy Perry, behind the arc, Ty Kirby, back to Quincy Perry. He'll dribble, he'll take it to the corner. Bring the ball out of there. That's Doug Wood. They'll bounce it down low. They'll bounce it inside out. They'll give it back to Ty Kirby back around the perimeter. Alex Farley. They'll move it right side. They're moving the basketball around the perimeter. Blue Devils having to move their feet. They'll bounce pass back out behind the arc. Ty Kirby. They'll look at left side to Alex Farley. Back out to Kirby. Bounce pass outside the arc. They're going to throw around the ball around the perimeter. They're working into Quincy Perry. They're working down low Doug Wood. Doug Wood going to toss it back out. Ty Kirby reset the offense. Played 45 seconds thus far here in the second half. On the dribble down low, Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz gets the ball on the floor. Going to be picked up by Tipton. Going to be picked up by Grady Carpenter. He gets his teammate, 11, Nolan Swan. They're working out top to the basketball. Jackson Murray works at the left side behind the arc. Conrad Song, ball's loose. Ball's loose. Going to be picked up by Quincy Perry. Stolen back by Frankfurt. They get it inside Alex Farley. Alex Farley, turnaround jumper. They're going to call a charging foul. Player control against Victor Cruz. Take that back. That's going to be called on Alex Farley, 45. Alex Farley going to pick up his second here in the ballgame. That's the first foul of the second half, period. So working across the timeline on the dribble. Connor Hassan, over at left side behind the arc. Picking him up, 25, working it right there. And then they're going to working it right there. We're going to take it right now. Hello? So they're working basketball right there, outside the arc. They're working the right side, counter Hassan. Outside the three-point shot, good. Right elbow extended. Friends of bucket, Maverick Conaway. 6:08 left here in the third quarter. 38-26. Tipped in by 12. Ball's in the front court. Works it outside the arc. Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby going to work it left side. Quincy Perry back to Kirby. Back to Perry. Well behind the arc. Going to work it down low. Victor Cruz. Inside out. Long 3-4 shot in the air. Good. Left-handed stroke right there for number 5, Ty Kirby. Left elbow extended. 38-29. 9 points. Advantage for the Blue Devils. In the front court, Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll dribble lane to go back up. They'll kick it outside. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out. Wouldn't go. They're going to call foul on the ground, on the floor. Shot not going to happen. It didn't go anyway. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court. On the dribble right there, and explain the situation to Coach Dave McCullough. Explain a little bit right there to Coach Cliff Hawkins. So he'll whistle that foul on number 11, Quincy Perry. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Shot going to go for Jackson Money. Thought it might have been bumped. Going back the other direction after the board by Victor Cruz. He'll get the ball back from Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby gives up a shot he just made right there on the floor to get it back. They're looking around the left side on the dribble. Farley. Alex Farley works it out. Right side, we'll take a 3-4 shot, rim around, wouldn't go. Rimmed around, rebound, Tipton, Grady Carpenter, he'll dish off left side, left-handed layup, Jackson Money. 40-29, third quarter, Tipton by 11. Working to the corner, they're working back out. 3-4 shot in the air, good, opposite of his last three. That's from the right elbow extended, that's Ty Kirby. Ty Kirby. 2 in alternate possessions. Working it back the other direction. 40-32. On the drive right there on the dribble. Maverick Conaway in the ball game. Going to be a foul whistled in the front court. They're going to whistle a blocking foul. Foul's whistled on 45. That's Alex Farley. He picks up number 3. Team foul number 3. In the ball game once again is Jaden Skinner. Jaden Skinner, a 5'11 senior. They're working inside. We take a floater in the lane. Jackson Money on a good inbound from under the bucket. Grady Carpenter. Back the other direction, 42-32. Miss foul whistled in the front court. Foul's going to be whistled in the front court. Going to be whistled against Tipton. Tipton going to pick up the foul. Number two, Dead Wood. You check that. Number two, Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway, a 6'1 senior. They're bringing the ball in. We're going to right side with the basketball. Just outside the paint right there. I should say outside across the timeline. Kai Kirby gets the ball back to Quincy Perry. Back to Kirby. Ball's going to be intercepted on a chest pass. Back the other direction. Left-handed off the glass. Jackson Money. 44-32. 4:03 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble, Russell. Russell dishes down low. Going to be a foul call. Foul's going to be whistled on Connor Hassan. Connor Hassan's going to pick up the foul. Going through the strike, going to shoot two. Is going to be number 11, Quincy Perry. So foul's whistled on Connor Hassan. He has one. He foul number two. Three thus far for Frankfurt. The free throw line, Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry eyes the first one. Finds it good. 44-33. Yeah. Taking a breather for Tipton, number 20, Connor Hassan. 21, Landon Spidell back in the ballgame. Quincy Perry going to shoot his second of a two-shot foul. Second shot also good. Quincy Perry making good strides on getting that free throw average up there. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Nolan Swan, Quincy Perry guarding him, 11 versus 11. To the corner, Maverick Conaway. Three-point shot, left corner baseline, Maverick Conaway for three. 47-34, 3:35 left here in the third quarter. But we're in the elbow, right side, Dixie Cruz. They go back out to Jaden Skinner in the corner, back to Victor. In the paint, down low, they go off the rim, wouldn't go. Didn't use the backboard, that's Quincy Perry, couldn't go. Working back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on spin move outside the paint. He'll work at left side, right elbow extended. He'll dribble out of there. That's Maverick Conaway. They get a pass out to Nolan Swan about 3 steps behind the arc. 3-point shot for Nolan Swan for three. 50-34. Back the other direction to the corner. Russell for three. Shot would go. Got his own rebound. Going to bring it back out. Outside the arc, 3-point shot in the air, short off the rim. Kai Kirby will get his own rebound. The drive to paint, they go off the glass, he'll absorb a foul, he gets the bucket, and he'll shoot one. .247 on the game clock, then a whistle this foul on 21, Landon Spidell. Spidell has one. Check that, Spidell has three. Both teams with three here in the second half. At the free throw line, number five, Kai Kirby. 2:47 remaining here in the third quarter. Kai Kirby could get the 3-point play, rims out long off the back of the rim. Rebound, Sam Quigley. To the hands of Grady Carpenter, back to Quigley. Left side behind the arc, back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded right there closely by Kai Kirby. They're working outside, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan spin move, working against Doug Wood. They're working down low, off the glass, 2-point bucket. Landon Spidell, and he'll shoot one more. 52-36. Foul's going to be whistled on Jaden Skinner. Jaden Skinner, number 31. He picks up his first in the ballgame. That's four fouls, second half. In Frankfurt, three thus far. For Tipton, second half, and the 3-point play is good by Landon Spidell. Gonna bring it in from the backcourt, right of the bucket. Bounce pass in to Kai Kirby. Back in the ballgame for Frankfurt, it's 24, Kaden Jarman. To the corner, they're working around the perimeter, Kai Kirby. They're working left side, shot, Jaden Skinner. Outside the arc, another 3-point shot. 53-39. They're working down low. Gavin Hare in the ballgame. Outside the arc. Shot on the way. Good. 11, Nolan Swan. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Leader dribbled down low. Going to be on the floor. Going to be tipped away and picked up by Tipton. Grady Carpenter on the drive. He'll go off the glass. Wouldn't fall. Roll off the rim. He'll shoot twice. Then a whistle foul in the contest versus Frankfurt. Foul's going to be whistled on 23, Christopher Russell. Christopher Russell, a 5'9 senior. He picks up number 3, team foul number 5. First shot to strike good by Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter back at the stripe. He was 3-for-3 in the first game versus Clinton Prairie. He's 1-for-1 here tonight. We'll see if it's 2. And it is. 2-for-2, 5-for-5 on the season. Grady Carpenter, 58-39. Going to be brought in. Ball's in the hands of Chai Kirby. On the dribble, he'll work it right side. They'll work it down low. Jaden Skinner in the paint. He'll go off the glass, get the bucket, and he'll shoot one. Jaden Skinner is going to shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Jackson Money. Jackson Money picks up his third foul here in the third quarter. He's going to take a breather coming back into the ballgame. He's going to be number 20. That's Connor Hassong. Bounce pass from the official. Jaden Skinner. Shot rolls around off the rim, fell off right side. Going to be picked up there by Grady Carpenter. On the dribble through the legs, he'll bring take it back out. 3-point shot outside the arc. Credit the bucket. 11, Nolan Swan. 61-41. Cross the timeline, Kai Kirby. They're working around the perimeter. They'll go to the corner with it. Back out. They give it to Christopher Russell. To the corner. Working there with the basketball, Jaden Skinner. He'll pass it back out into the center circle. Turn around, Jeffrey. Getting back to 23. Credit the bucket. 3-point shot. 23, Christopher Russell. It's from 3-point land in front of their own bench. 61-44. On the dribble, spin move. Nolan Swan in the paint. He'll take a shot up the roller. Trying to draw the foul and did. Trying to get the shot to go. He did not. 61-44. Ball's going to be brought in by Frankfurt. He tipped it at the free throw line. And a whistle this foul on 24, Caden Jarman. Caden Jarman has 2. First shot goes in. Nolan Swan. Just under a minute left, 59.9. 62-44. Tipton in front. Throw it up one more time. Nolan Swan, 2 in a row. 63-44. Be brought in from the backcourt, Doug Wood. He gets the ball back from Christopher Russell. He gives it back to Russell in the front court. He'll dribble left, try to center it up. Working against him is Grady Carpenter. On the dribble, he'll bounce it in. Working down low, Doug Wood. Doug Wood trying to get a bounce pass into Russell. Deflected, picked up by Tipton. Going back the other direction. Nolan Swan couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound finally ends up into the hands of Connor Hassong. Hassong layup from the left side. Power layup, 65-44. Working the right side outside the arc. They'll bounce it in. Ball's loose. Gavin Hare trying to get the ball right there on the bounce pass. He's going to pick up the foul on the play. We're going to whistle him for his second foul here in the ballgame. 5 thus far, second half for Tipton. 6 thus far for Frankfurt. Tipton will be in the bonus next common foul by Frankfurt, if there is one. They're working behind the arc. Long, 3-point shot, Russell. Russell shot rims off, wouldn't go from 3-point land, left elbow extended. They're working back the other direction, outside the arc. Shot good, Nolan Swan in front of the cheer section of Tipton. They're working to the front court, outside the arc, Christopher Russell. Short off the mark, wouldn't go from 3-point land. They'll go back the other direction, tipped away, and at the buzzer, no shot could be gotten off right there. At the end of 3 quarters to play, Tipton 68. Frankfurt, 34. And again, we thank you for listening. We thank you for being here. We'll miss you. Next game on the agenda is going to happen for both these teams. We'll miss you right now. This game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? visit BMAX, a new realty, and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Taft, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial in at 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. Visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. Second buzzer sounds. Blue Devils going to bring it in, alternate possession. Crossing the scores bench. Nolan Swan going to inbound the basketball, being tightly contested right there by Kirby. Kirby trying to get to him right there. Ty Kirby, number five. They're waiting for the go-ahead. Both, all three officials ready to go. Toss it in slightly to the backcourt, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to be picked up by Jarman, the half-court line. He'll pick up his dribble just across the line and bounce it left side, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan being guarded by Victor Cruz. He's trying to go baseline. Going to absorb a foul. He'll draw the foul. And it's going to be the bonus. One and one. Seven fouls. Going to be whistled on Frankfurt. Victor Cruz picked up number two in the ballgame. So Nolan Swan going to shoot a couple. I should say one and one. 7:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Shot on the way. Got the first. Front of the rim. Fell on in. So he gets some congratulatory there on the lane with some medium fives. They'll get one more. Nolan Swan. Swan got both of them. 70-44. Ball brought in by Frankfurt. From the backcourt, Victor Cruz gets it into Ty Kirby. Back to Victor Cruz. He'll dribble. He'll go left. He'll kick it outside the arc. Ty Kirby, he'll dribble in. He'll draw a foul. He'll shoot twice. He'll dribble in, get fouled in the paint, going up for the layup. He'll shoot two times. Foul's going to be whistled on Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Sam Quigley going to get some information over there from the bench area. And well, first shot goes in. Sam Quigley. Going to work it right there. They'll get one more. 70-45. Ty Kirby hits both of them. 70-46. Blue Devils in front. Across the timeline at a walk pace, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter works at right side. Dishes out Sam Quigley. Back to Carpenter. Carpenter being close to guarded right there by Alex Farley. Spin move into paint. They go outside the arc. Shot on the right on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken from the right corner baseline. 3-point shot going to go for Connor Hassan. So then the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Frankfurt. Going to be brought in to ride the bucket. Grady Carpenter. Looking to get it in. Finally does. Gavin Hare. Gives it back to Grady in the corner. Jarman guarding Grady very well. Cut him off on the baseline. If they wouldn't let him get close to the bucket, he had to go on through. So working out top right, left side to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the hill being guarded by Victor Cruz. He'll try it again. Baseline. Couldn't get it again. They'll pass it back out to Quigley. Now to Nolan Swan. Back to Quigley. Sam Quigley on the dribble gets it back to Grady Carpenter. He's trying to bounce his way in. He's working against Alex. Right there, Alex Farley. Shot going to go long off the rim. Rebound out of there. Ty Kirby. Kirby's trying to go coast to coast. He did go coast to coast. Couldn't get the bucket. It's going to be a foul with him. Sam Quigley trying to draw the charge. He sets up for it, and they're going to call him for a blocking foul. So at the free throw line, once again, Ty Kirby, the wear number five. Foul whistle on number four, Gavin Hare. He picks up three in the ballgame. Bounce pass from the official. Ty Kirby rims around, wouldn't go. Coming back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils, 23, Jackson Money. Number two, Maverick Conway taking a breather. 20, Connor Song. And five, Sam Quigley. Second shot. Ty Curry gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Left-handed shooter. Pretty smooth. 6:35 on the game clock. 70-47. 70-47 hits. We'll miss it the Blue Devils with the advantage. Working the ball outside the arc. Has the dribble. Gives it up. We'll take a shot baseline, rimmed around. Grady Carpenter. Going back up with a rebound bucket. Couldn't get the shot away, but got fouled. They go to the foul stripe. Gavin Hare going to shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on 24. And we're looking on Caden Jarman. Caden Jarman, 6'4", senior. First shot long off the rim, wouldn't go. Get some encouragement on the lane. Maverick Conway, Jackson Money. Four on the lane, four Franker. Down low, Quincy Perry. Second shot, Quincy Perry got the board. They're working to the front court on the dribble. Baseline, working back in. Reverse layup, when you go for Perry. Back out of there on the rebound, Jackson Money. Out top with the basketball, Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it down low from the free throw line. And Gavin Hare gets a left-handed shot layup, power layup from the left side of the rim. Two-point shot good. Going to call a foul at the other end of the floor. Trying to set up to draw the charge, Gavin Hare. 72-47. Gavin Hare going to take up his fourth in the ball game. One of the officials will check with the scores bench. Double checking. They have an 8 fouls each way here in the second half. I don't think that was the discussion topic. So here's a little bounce pass. Once again, free throw line. Alex Farley going to shoot. Rashad rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. He'll cross the timeline. He'll work it right side. Back pedal dribble. We're going to get to him. It's Farley. He'll dish it off. Elbow, just inside the right elbow. Nolan Swan for two. 74-47. We're working behind the arc. Quincy Perry. Back out top. We get it to Farley. Outside the arc. 3 points out on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. Number five, Ty Kirby. From right elbow extended. On the dribble. Number three, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. They're working baseline. He'll cross over. Working his hand is Alex Farley. He'll pass out of it. Right elbow extended. Jackson Money shot. Where'd he go? Just short. Back the other direction. Farley. Farley in the paint. He's going to go up for the shot. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll draw the foul. He'll shoot two times. Alex Farley going to go to the foul side. Just a sophomore.
I'm on number four. Just
6 feet tall. He looks taller than that from up here. Some fouls going to be whistled on Gavin Hare. He'll pick up number five in the ballgame. He'll take a breather. In the ballgame is Landon Spidell, 21. New guys on the floor for Frankfurt. Number 31, Jaden Skinner. Back on the floor, number two, Doug Wood. And I believe down there right side might be, we'll double check here. Shot on the way, good. Alex Farley, yes. Middleman on the right side of the lane is number 23, Christopher Russell. Second shot, also good. 74-52. Blue Devils is trying to break the press here. They'll be picked up at half court. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Going to be picked up right there by Alex Farley. On the dribble, he'll dribble by, and Farley's right with him. They go off the glass, layup, 6'5", Grady Carpenter. Going to be a timeout called on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 76-52. 4:53 left here in the fourth. We're missing AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also now, restoring classic cars and trucks, reaching out to Central Indiana. All welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto, as of the 1st of March, will have a new location. Ball brought into the backcourt. Crossing the timeline. In the back toe, behind the arc, Alex Farley. They go elbow. Right there, Doug Wood. They're working down low. Works it down low, Kyle Kirby. Kyle Kirby in the paint, trying to go hard to the hoop. Got a slow one in, he'll draw the foul. He'll go back to the free throw line. That's going to be the double bonus for Frankfurt, gifted with their 10th foul. Foul whistle on 23 right there. Of Kippen whistled with them 23, I think we'll find out here. 23, that's Jackson Money. Jackson has 4. Team foul 10. The home team, that's Kippen. We'll make an 8 for the Frankfurt Hot Dogs here in the second half, a cumulative. So first shot goes in, Kai Kirby. Kai Kirby going to shoot one more. 76-53, and now 76-54. We'll bring it in. Under the bucket, Grady Carpenter gets him into Maverick Conway, back to Carpenter. Carpenter going to walk it to the timeline, going to be picked up by Alex Farley. Through the legs, he'll work at left side, pick up a screen and screw him off with Jackson Money. They'll go to the corner, Maverick Conway. Maverick Conway going to bring the ball out, Nolan Swan. Dribbling him, working him defensively right there, good all night, with Kai Kirby. Behind the arc, crossover dribble. Behind the arc right there with Grady Carpenter. Working against Christopher Russell. And he tries to go by Russell and does as Russell reaches in. The foul whistle on 23. Frankfurt Hot Dogs. Christopher Russell. He'll pick up number 4. Carpenter shooting the 1-1 rimmed off. Rimmed up high. Fell off back the other direction with the rebound. Alex Farley. We see the front court, Kai Kirby back out top. Doug Wood. Back to Kirby, he'll dribble, he'll drive, penetrate the lane. Shot going to go, rebound fought for, picked up finally by Jackson. He lost the handle. He'll get the ball back, it'll be a tie-up, it'll be a jump ball. Here in the second half. As Doug Wood, pretty good sportsmanship, taps Jackson Money on the back. All good, 5-3, 51 on the game clock. Can be brought in. Left at the score of the coach right there, Dave McCullough. And then out top of the basketball, number 45, it's Alex Farley. He'll pick up his dribble out top. He'll work it right side, chest pass. Jaden Skinner back in the ballgame. He gets the ball in the corner. He'll dribble in. He'll kick it back to the corner. Alex Farley for 3. 3-point shot right there in the right corner baseline, right there in front of the Blue Devil cheerleading. We're going to back the other direction. Take that back. That's probably the Frankfurt cheerleaders. Back the other direction, behind the arc. 3-point shot, right elbow, 10, good to go. For Maverick Conaway, fighting for the board. Landon Spidell. Ball's loose, going back the other direction. They'll go to the corner with it. They'll bring it back out. Christopher Russell. He'll hand off into paint. Doug Wood. Ball tips and picked up by Landon Spidell. Grady Carpenter pushes it up ahead with the pass. Jackson Money. Rebound secured by Doug Wood. Crossing the timeline at a quick pace. They go to the corner. 3-4 shot rims off for Jaden Skinner. The foul whistled on the rebound. I'm going to go back the other direction. Going to be 2 shots awarded to the Blue Devils. And number 11, Nolan Swan, will step to the free throw line. 76-57. 2 shots, Nolan Swan. First shot good. Let's see a sub in the ball game. Let's see Frankfurt sub in. And we step in right there. Frankfurt Hot Dogs. And we'll guess it's Landon Stewart. Number 10, Landon Stewart. Where's number 10? There'll be a foul in the backcourt. There'll be I'm going to go to the stripe. It'll be a double bonus at the other end. Landon Spidell picks up his 4th foul. Still 10 each way. They'll shoot the double bonus from here on out. First shot up and good. Back in the ballgame, Connor Hassan. Where's number 20? taking a breather, Landon Spidell. They're getting second shot. I believe it'd be number 10, Landon Stewart, in the ballgame. He just hit two at the free throw line. 2:46 on the game clock. We cross the timeline, and a walk pace will pick up the trot for midcourt. We're going to get him. That's Grady Carpenter. We're going to get him right there. It's Farley. We'll toss it back out top. Grady Carpenter. We're baseline. We'll bring the ball through. Connor Hassan. And Maverick Conway trying to hit Grady Carpenter. Pass is intercepted. Going back the other direction. Shot taken just inside the paint by Christopher Russell. It's been swatted away by Grady Carpenter. Back the other direction. Back pedal dribble. Working against Alex Farley. They work it in. Nolan Swan in the paint. He'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket for Farley. He took a 2-point bucket for Swan. 79-59. 2 minutes left in the ballgame. Working it back out outside. Alex Farley to the corner. They'll work the ball around. Working there with the ball right there. We're working in the ballgame number 3. That's Lalo Castillo. Lalo Castillo. There we go. 2-point bucket, Frankfurt Hot Dog. 79-61. Leo Castillo. We're going back in. Jackson Money. Outside the arc. 3-point shot short off the rim. Right elbow extended. Ready to go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound out of there. Christopher Russell. He crossed the timeline on the dribble. He'll take it through the right corner baseline. Jaden Skinner. He'll dish it back to number 3. That's Lalo Castillo. Working back outside the arc. Alex Farley. They'll bounce pass in. Going to be off the shin. Low pass. Goes out of bounds off the shins of Skinner. 1:11 left here in the fourth quarter. 79-61. Shifton in front. In the ball game for the Blue Devils. Going to be number 5, Sam Quigley. And Grady Carpenter going to take a breather. Going to bring in baseline. Blue Devils brings it in. Jackson Money into Nolan Swan. On the dribble in the front court. They're working down low. Connor Hassan. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. He'll go to the foul stripe. And a hand straight up. They call the foul on 31, J.D. Skinner. At the free throw line, going to be Connor Hassan. J.D. Skinner with 2 in the ballgame. Second shot, first shot up and good. Connor Hassan. Nolan Strong going to lead the ballgame. He'll take a breather in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Second shot goes in for Skinner. Drake Johnson, who's number 22. Drake Johnson, a 5'10 junior in the ballgame for Sifton. Connor Hassan going to take a breather and in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Going to be number 33. Sam Humrichhaus, the 6'6" sophomore. Across the timeline, Alex Farley in the paint, off the glass, got the bucket. Pretty good player control, Alex Farley for 2. 52 seconds left. 81-63. On the dribble out top, Sam Quigley. The worker left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Jackson Money. Back pedal dribble, they'll hold the ball around out top of the circle. They give it to Sam Quigley. And he'll stop the clock with a foul whistle against Jaden Skinner. 81-63. Going to the foul stripe for Tipton, Sam Quigley. First shot, good. Landon Spidell, 41, back in the game. 23, Jackson Money, going to take a breather. 38.4 left. Sam Quigley. Short off the mark. Got the front end of a two-shot foul. Going back the other direction. With the basketball, working the ball around. This Russell. Christopher Russell shot rimmed around. Fell off the rim. Rebound secured right here. Tipped in Blue Devils. Going back the other direction. With Drake Johnson on the board. On the dribble out top, Sam Quigley. Over to the opposite corner. Baseline. Shot ready to go. 2-point land. For Humrick House, the ball's going to end up out of bounds. They're going to call it a push. It's going to be a physical push out of bounds, trying to get the rebound. They're going to whistle this foul on Frankfurt. 11.3 left, fourth quarter. They're going to whistle this foul on 43, Christopher Russell. He'll pick up his fifth in the ballgame. Christopher Russell, a good ballgame. They get the handshake from Coach Cliff Hawkins. But Landon Spidell, they're going to wait for just have a minute. Now they have like 30 seconds to get a guy in there to take place of a guy who left with five fouls. So back in the ballgame is Jarman, Caden Jarman, 6'4", senior. Landon Spidell rims around, falls off. He's going to get the double bonus. They rebounded it like it was a 1-1. I was kind of thinking the same. Skinner came up with the rebound. 10.1, not sure if any time clicked off. Second shot, good. At the back end of a two-shot foul, Landon Spidell. 83-63. In the front court, thought about a shot. Farley passed out of it. Jarman, 15-footer, let it go. It's deflected by Humrichhaus. Wouldn't go. Final score in tonight's ballgame, Tipton 83. Frankfurt, 63. We'll let you know the next game on the agenda for Frankfurt. Going to happen. Frankfurt Hot Dogs going to play tomorrow night. They'll be at Western High School. And we'll mention 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Tipton Blue Devils will be home again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night they'll be here with the Frankton Eagles. We hope you'll tune in. Until then, thank my wife. She was very good help today. She brought me some notes from home. I appreciate that. And until tomorrow, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.